Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Whether you are listening on the Fan, 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, Odyssey app, or YouTube.com/1080AM, the Fan. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. We had Justin Fields trade over the weekend. This is just weird.
Anticlimactic at best.
He has been dealt to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where Russell Wilson obviously is. And they give up a conditional sixth-round pick in order to get him. It can work up to a fourth-round pick if Fields plays in 51% of the Steelers' snaps.
How much do you want to bet he doesn't?
I don't know if I want to take that bet. Because it's Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that gets me out of it. The Pittsburgh Steelers trading for Justin Fields, when you have what we know is one of the most sensitive starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Russ is... And I appreciate what he said on social media. I like the fact that, you know, Mike Tomlin called him the night before they were going to pull the trigger on the trade, and he said, hey, man, you're going to start, but we're bringing Justin in to compete. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, let's go. Compete, compete, compete.
Mm-hmm.
This has not got to sit well with Russell Wilson. And their quarterback room was a disaster last year with Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, mm-hmm. Mitch Trubisky. And now you add this to it where Russell Wilson's going to be looking over his shoulder. I just don't think, in Arthur Smith's offense, no less.
Yeah, no, I liken this to the Pittsburgh Steelers collecting the Infinity Stones, but after they were used and snapped.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I saw a thing out there that the Steelers now have the market cornered on quarterbacks that over the last 2 years are the only ones to both combine for 100-plus sacks and interceptions over the last 2 years. Both of them have. They're the only two quarterbacks in the NFL.
And for different reasons, too.
Yeah, but you look at this, and you go, and I've seen some people say that, well, this is smart, low-risk, high-reward management by the Steelers, and I go,
I mean, that is true.
Or it's incredibly cheap, low-reward, just because something has high reward, number one, how high is the reward on Russell Wilson? It's not that high. It's not.
Not anymore. But, well, no. It is. It's exactly what Pittsburgh wants to do. which is, and this is the gripe with the Steelers fan base, and I get it from them. They're not competing to win Super Bowls. They're competing to not have a losing record, and they're stuck in this kind of football purgatory. Mm-hmm. That they're the Blazers. They're exactly what they're doing exactly what the Blazers did under Neil O'Shea.
Yes,
which is
protect your job.
We are good enough to win and to make it to the playoffs, to have a winning record, to be in that conversation in the mix at the end of the year.
In the playoffs every year.
But we do not have the quarterback to push us over the edge. And like for the Blazers, it was we do not have a second star to pair with Dame.
And we refuse to do anything that would require us to change what we are or how we do it. And again, you can be defensive-minded. You can zig when everybody else zags. But you've got to get something on that side of the ball.
Well, and they do with George Pickens, but then they trade Deontay Johnson. Like, you're going, what are you doing? I don't understand.
Well, he might get paid. So.
Chicago's value or the Steelers' value on their quarterback position. It just does not make sense because the last guy that they drafted really high at quarterback was pretty damn good in Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they've just kind of been stuck in the middle of the draft, and that's all you're going to do is you're going to be okay. What they're doing right now, bringing Russell Wilson in is. The Blazers bring Carmelo Anthony in.
Yep.
A guy who.
That's actually a really apt comparison.
Past his prime, has rubbed his teammates the wrong way, has always had that ability. Everybody's like, God, he's so good. Well, it's not that anymore.
No.
And you're sitting
But he also has the team over the barrel because they need him.
And then going and getting Justin Fields is drafting Zach Collins and saying, we got a project stretch four.
Who's some.
Where all the tools are there. It can work. Hell, you could go Myers Leonard.
Let's go Zach Collins because he was some combination of Kevin McHale, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Rasheed Wallace. Not my words, Neil O'Shea's. He said that about Zach Collins.
Or it is Al-Farouq Aminu, where we're projecting to 53 wins.
53 wins with him at the four.
At the four.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if we play him out of position, it's going to be really good. That's what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing, and that, to me, is... If I am a Steelers fan, we've been through it. Everybody here in Portland's been through exactly what you're going through, and that is very frustrating, especially when you have a coach who's a really good coach, too. And people are going to blame Mike Tomlin, just like people blame Terry Stotts, and then those same people are like, well, the new guy's a bum, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a franchise that is very stable and has a winning tradition and winning history. But they're not going to be competing for Super Bowls.
And I've seen a bunch of Steelers fans like, oh, man, Omar's nailing it. He's crushing the offseason. I'm just like, huh?
Well, defensively, I'll give them, like, double gold stars.
But, I mean, it's like, offensively, you have no money committed. You have no certainty at quarterback. You don't.
They're offensively. Here's where my issue is that they're still trying to figure out and retool that offensive line. And last year, they went out and they got Isaac Seumalo from Philadelphia, brought him over, and he's going to be a steady Eddie. He's going to be very productive. But in order for either one of these quarterbacks to pop and to truly be good, for Russell Wilson, be serviceable again, and for Justin Fields, if he is going to win at quarterback, and I, you and I differ on this, I do believe Justin Fields, in the right situation, in the right circumstances, can be a good quarterback.
Yeah, I can't get there.
But this is not it. That situation.
Like, this ain't Pittsburgh, it, Bob.
Pittsburgh is sitting there, and you're like, no. Offensively, I don't get it. Defensively, I truly understand their offseason, and they still got, you know, they got Najee, they've got Pickens, they've got Freiermuth. They've got enough, but the trade of Deontay Johnson, head-scratcher to me. This move to trade for Justin Fields is a head-scratcher to me from the aspect of, all right, you're bringing this guy in to be your backup quarterback, and really, it's only for a one-year rental. Right, you gave very little to get him, and I understand that. But for Chicago, you're going, what are you thinking? And they're trying to frame this as we tried to get Justin where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, more power to you. Why would Justin Fields want to go to Pittsburgh, though?
To back up Russell Wilson and play with a team that, again, does not have weapons.
Yeah.
On the flip side, the Chicago Bears... They clear the room, and they're very clearly going after Caleb Williams now. And I saw something flash up that Caleb Williams, if drafted by the Bears with the addition of Keenan Allen, will be the first top five quarterback ever to come into a team with 2,000-yard receivers in Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Interesting, huh?
Best receivers that they've ever had in Steelers or Bears history.
Right?
No, it is.
Like it's,
it truly is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had Brandon Marshall, who wasn't as productive in Chicago.
No.
Tom Waddle? I mean, it's tough sledding, dude.
An organization that has been so bereft of talent, quarterback and wide receivers, going, we're not doing that again. Meanwhile, those Steelers are like, run it back for the 18th straight time.
Yeah. The Bears are doing a good job of clearing the deck and positioning themselves to win. And that's what sucks for me for, like, put Justin Fields and what he does in the future aside. What they did to him for the past two seasons, it's criminal. Like, they surrounded him with
nothing, no talent. You're not going to get me to disagree with that.
The DJ Moore trade last year was like, let's see what he can do with a wide receiver as he's running for his life. And people are criticizing, like, what they were kept leaking is Justin Fields can't get off his first read quick enough. Yeah, because by the time he gets to read number two, somebody is hitting him.
He's dead.
You know, it's like,
Cole Komet's like, what about me?
What are we doing here? But the Bears have done a really good job this offseason. I'm actually excited for the future, and I think Caleb Williams should be excited about what they're doing, putting around him. Now you just need to hope that Shane Waldron isn't the joke that Jackson Smith and Jigba thought he was, a Super Bowl media row.
Strong chance?
All right, Steelers right now, where are they in the AFC North? After all of these moves that they've made this offseason, where are they in the AFC North?
Ravens are still better. Browns are still better.
Bengals are getting Joe Burrow back.
Yeah, they're going to get... Again, it's the best division in football. I don't really think that's up for debate. I still feel like they're last.
Still fourth.
Which...
You're still fourth.
If you're finishing fourth in your division, what are you doing? What are you doing?
But they're going to be 500. Like, they'll finish like probably fourth in the AFC North, but they will.
And they'll be 9-8.
And that's
Tomlin's winning record will continue to push on again.
And that's where you want to expect more. You want to expect more if you are a fan of either of those teams. Let's stay in the NFL because you mentioned Keenan Allen going to Chicago. This man does not mess around with one thing. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You take them all, the man. And put them in control.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
This may be one of the weirdest stories of the NFL here. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network is reporting this. 49ers will forfeit their fifth-round selection in 2025 and have their fourth-round selection in this year's draft move to the end of the fourth round. So after compensatory picks, we'll go to 135 from 131. Because of what they call a payroll accounting error at the end of the 2022 league year that resulted in a misreporting of the club's cumulative player compensation, the NFL determined that the club would have remained under the salary cap at all times, regardless of the error, and there was no intent to circumvent the cap.
They screwed
their numbers up because the NFL CBA is impossible to navigate.
I mean, truly incredible stuff.
But that does, like in 2022, when we were sitting there going, wait, they gave Fred Warner money, they gave Bosa money, Debo gets money. Like, how are they doing this? Yeah. Well, turns out
they weren't.
Maybe they hired the University of Arizona's accountant, and they got a little...
Was it a $200 million accountant?
That'd be like a quarter billy, I think. It was well under that. I think it was like 225. That's a big accounting error in Arizona.
How do you not carry the one that many times?
That's a lot.
It's the new math. That's what it is. I bet you it's the new math.
Oh, yeah.
It'll get you.
This core curriculum. That's what got him. All right. A guy who doesn't have to worry about money right now is Keenan Allen.
Right.
That is because he is now a Chicago Bear.
Bears. The Chargers asked him to rework his deal, and he said, nah, I'm good.
He was asked about this at his press conference. Mm. He was asked about that same question. This is fantastic.
When a team asks you to restructure a deal after you've been with them for so long, what are the emotions that go through your head, and do you need to push those out and then make a business decision?
It really was no emotion. It was... I'm not doing it. I'm off my best season, so it's not happening.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You only have so much of an earning window, especially in the NFL.
But here's the thing is, did the Chargers ask him to take a pay cut or rework his deal? Because when you rework your deal, it's usually moving guaranteed money forward so you get cash now and the team gets penalized later down the road. And with the... with the problem that the Chargers were going through, I think that they were probably asking him.
Or they were trying to move money into incentives.
And that's not going to play.
They did do it with Bosa.
Yeah, but but they also moved his guaranteed money forward, sure, and then tried to make more incentive-laden contract.
It was much more incentive-laden, but the guarantee was there, and the guarantee date was pushed up, so they had to make the decision sooner.
Well, the Bears had $100 million to burn.
Yeah, they said, hey, man, come on down this way.
We'll take it. Come on down.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down to bear weather.
Won't even come close to putting a dent into our cap.
This Chicago Bears team is going to be a fun one to watch,
mm-hmm,
because they could just take the NFC North by storm, or this could backfire in a only Bears way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I'm leaning because of Matt Eberflus being retained as a head coach.
Yeah, for every single thing that the Bears appear to be doing right, the Flus is still loose or hasn't been cut loose.
I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
And that's a problem. The Flus should have been cut loose a while ago. It should have happened.
Yeah.
If you're wanting the clean slate and you're wanting everything to make sense, I don't understand how he's still there. He just must be that tight with Poles.
It's a head scratcher, man. It is a head scratcher.
Doesn't make any sense.
Even more confusing was, what is Steve Smith doing? Steve Smith took to his own social media for as he called it, a quick PSA for Cleveland Browns fans.
Well, Cleveland Browns media.
Media and fans.
Stop
alike.
Texting me.
This is truly wild stuff.
Hey, just need to make an announcement. All y'all Cleveland media need to stop DMing me. Stop hitting my representatives, asking what I come on the radio show, all that stuff, to talk about Jerry Jeudy. What y'all need to really start talking about is how the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns took him to the playoffs. Deshaun Watson is injured. getting back healthy. So stop trying to use me as your clickbait to get people to listen to your shows. And won't y'all start just doing your job? Don't call me asking me about some traction of some viral moment and then you trying to capitalize on that by utilizing me. Stop trying to use me and just do it on your own merit. Do it on your own content and your own analytics and just good football talk. Stop trying to use Steve, Agent 89. And if you listen to this and you're going to put a comment, nobody cares. That's not what my DMs say. So, Cleveland Market, tighten up. Talk football. Stop trying to be clickbait. This ain't the Young and the Restless. A lot of downtime. Get a life.
Wait, Steve Smith, who works in the media now, mm-hmm. who, remember, this just this past season, had a back and forth with Jerry Jeudy mm-hmm. when he was in Denver because he called him a jag, which is just a guy. Mm-hmm. And
turns out he was right.
He kind of had a jag as a quarterback. Yeah. But remember the apology that was the non-apology where he said, I'm sorry I said you were a jag. Just a guy who is an average wide receiver that the Broncos used a first-round pick on. Like, Steve Smith started all of this. All of a sudden, Cleveland, in case you were wondering, Cleveland has acquired Jerry Jeudy. Mm-hmm. Now Jerry Judy's there, and people are like, hey, Steve Smith, what do you think? You work in media, dude. Like, you know this game. And by the way, you're the one that called him a jag.
This is very reminiscent to me talking about the Phoenix Suns TV broadcast.
Yeah, and then they came right at, well, he Googled his own name, and he came right at you.
And he did, and then I didn't apologize for saying what I said. I just said, I should not have said what I said publicly. I still believe it. I still believe you're not good, but, you know, it's a non-apology apology. I'm all too familiar with it. But also, he says it in a way that's douchey, but I also think he's right in the sense of, like, that thing's done.
Yeah.
That, like, stop. You want to do some analysis on Jeudy, call the Denver Market.
Well, wouldn't it be fair, though, for somebody to call him and be like, hey, we want to know what kind of guy we're getting. Why did you think that? What went into that, and has anything changed because you had your apology, non-apology?
Do you think that that was the request?
No, I have no idea. But usually it's just like, hey, we want you to come on to talk about Jeudy.
Yeah, and as soon as you see that, you're like, screw out. No, that. But I think if you had been very precise with your ask and gotten a quote or a comment, I think it's a different story.
For sure.
Because what the ask is, come on and stir this pot for us, baby. Yeah. That's what the ask was.
Damn straight.
We all know what that was going
on. And this is the first time ever Steve Smith is not going to stir the pot. Maturity.
Shout out Agent 89.
Maturity.
Growth.
That guy is human pot stirrer. Like, he's just sticking his finger in the pot.
Giant wooden spoon?
No, it's his finger. He just uses his finger and he just mixes it up in there.
All right, well, speaking of fingers, coming up next, did you know you can get herpes on your finger? But first, here's Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
I just wanted to be clear. It wasn't me that ruined everybody's lunch this time. Rush, you put this one on the board.
100% it was.
No, I didn't put this one on the board. This one's you, wasn't it, Rusty?
I put this one on, yeah.
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 I saw this one and I went, whoa! Whoa! That's definitely a bad day. That's the worst day on the web. Easily.
Yeah.
The headline is, Woman Sues Portland Local.
Local story.
Portland, a woman sues Portland nail salon claiming they gave her herpes.
Oh, boy.
A woman is suing a Portland area nail salon after she says she got infected with herpes. And according to the complaint, a 23-year-old woman went to PDX Nails on Gleason for an acrylic nail manicure back in June of last year. And she claims the nail tech didn't use gloves and kept tools and drill bits in an Altoids mint container.
Okay. There's a the story gets worse as you yes. learn more and more about this, because red flag number one is an Altoids container
that's
being
for weed,
being what is holding your nail supplies.
If you're under the age of 25, you don't get that point.
Oh my gosh. I did not know that this could happen.
I didn't either, but I guess, you know, bloodborne.
This just
fluid diseases.
It just reeks of, remember that Seinfeld episode where she gets gonorrhea on the tractor? You remember?
No. Why is that one not ringing a bell? Yeah.
I don't know. It's a,
that one would you think would stand out for
it's
me.
A class, but she's like, no, my boyfriend told me I got it on the tractor. This is like too bizarre to be, like, that is the nightmare fuel to going and getting your nails done. And like, how do you know besides, oh, I don't know, maybe having somebody that's wearing gloves and not holding their manicure tools in an Altoids container. Those are your first red flags there.
Yeah. So, look, I like to go to a hole-in-wall spot for some Mexican food, and I know what I'm getting into.
This is a life ruiner.
This is going into a spot like where sanitation matters.
Yeah.
Certainly. Look, I love a good mani-pedi. Yeah. It's fantastic. Dudes, if you're out there and you've never had one, you're like, oh, I'm never doing that. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Number one, make sure that they wear gloves and don't have Altoids containers so you don't end up with a possible STD on your finger.
She's looking for $1.75 million, and I feel like that number's low.
Yeah, because if it actually turns out they can prove it, and it is true, ooh, doggy.
This is why I don't get my nails done. Actually, there's a lot of reasons. But
go on.
That's just this is now number one on the list.
Before this, why wouldn't you do it?
No, time is one.
Yeah, make some time with the wife. Get help.
I have two children. There is no time for that. The time is, hey, I'm gonna watch these kids.
I bet
you go and
it.
Get your nails done. No, she is. She's all about that life. The girls can go and they do that thing, but it is about divide and conquer. Is the world I live in.
That's fair.
Right now. It's easier to play a little man-to-man.
Sure.
Than zone where you're going to get beat. You're going to see that backdoor gut come. So you've got to be able to play that man-to-man defense is a lot easier when you're just one-on-one.
It's true.
It's a lot easier.
I'm just saying.
Playing that way.
Especially on the petty side. The
pedicures are great where you get the bubbles on your feet. That's all of that is great.
They do the calf rub and the hot stones and the wax on your feet.
See, anytime I've gone to get like a pedicure, the manicure just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, no, I don't like people
cutting my nails. That's the part that is
really?
Weird. Yeah, okay. It's like other people cutting my nails. No.
It's not a foot fetish thing, but I like the whole like trimming and pushing the cuticle back, like all of it being taken care of.
I think that you're deflecting here. Ah. I think it is a foot fetish thing for Dan.
My own foot.
I think you.
My own feet get me excited.
Oh, I think all feet do. I think that's something we're learning here.
No, see, that's the opposite. Feet are dirty to me.
Seem to be pretty aggressive on that one.
You
know. Huh? It seems to be pretty aggressive. But the denial is pretty.
I'm just going to say the hot stones on the shin, that feels good.
Yeah. I'm not.
Get the full, like I said, the paraffin wax, the hot towels around the legs. Oh yeah, all of it. It's a nice little deal.
Yeah, I'm out on it.
If I came out of that,
taking care of your feet is important.
If I came out of that with like herpes on my toe,
see, this is why it's number one.
Man,
this is why it's number one. Not gonna do it.
Pissed. Going forward with the story, according to court documents, she went to urgent care and had a swab test, which came back with genital herpes.
Yeah. And she's sure that it's the nail place. This is going to be the hard part, is how do you narrow it down to it was when I got my nails done? Because that's going to be the hard part. High school health taught me that this takes time for it to this takes time for it to present itself.
Sure.
And so how
also,
is she
herpes
so...
is forever.
Yeah, that's why 1.75 is a really low number here. Mm-hmm. I'd probably put 17.5 on there.
That's always one of the first things I remember Eddie Murphy saying in Delirious was you keep that stuff forever, luggage.
You keep that one forever.
Yikes.
But this is where you go, how do you pinpoint it on the nail place?
Mm.
There could be, this could be, I don't know how promiscuous this woman was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the hardest thing to prove here, is that I got it from that janky Altoids container full of your nail supplies there. And the people in the jury may just sit there and look at her and be like, you went to a place that doesn't use gloves and has the janky Altoids container as your devices holder.
And if the nail place wants to point to society, there's currently a woman who's trending on social media right now because she wants to sleep with 365 dudes in 365 days.
Whichever, like, nail place can try to prove that, too.
As I'm saying, like,
it's going to go.
The promiscuous part of this, they can go, ah, well, you know, these kids these days, it's a pretty easy sell.
Yeah.
Pretty easy sell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's our worst day on the web. Local.
And we got Bougie Danny getting his petties on the regular. More power to you, dude. I'm not going to shame pedicures. Not for me. Not for me. I don't like people rubbing my feet either.
Oh, really?
No.
We don't take good enough care of our feet, so when you, like, if you go to, like, a massage and you actually get, like, a foot massage, it's a good thing because there's a lot of stuff going on in your feet that you don't know about. I had the plantar fasciitis, and they rub, like, the fascia tissue, like, all the way out through the back of your heel. Hurts like hell, but God, does it feel good when you're done.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff going on down there.
I'll take your word for it. My feet are okay. Yeah? My feet are fine. Mm. I'm not going to – people rubbing my feet, I'm out on. And I don't, like, I just look down as I'm sitting in that little chair with the bubbly water, and you got that lady, she's just like, I don't want to be doing this right now. I'm just rubbing your feet. Nope, I'm out. I feel bad for her. Don't like people touching my feet.
Yeah. Mm.
Not my jam, but foot care is important.
It is.
Lieutenant Dan taught me that.
Indeed.
Change your socks,
otherwise you might, you know, lose your legs. That's the moral of the story.
That was the worst part of Forrest Gump is Lieutenant Dan was so high on foot care, then he loses his damn legs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Priorities.
Man. But 1.75, they need to go higher.
Yeah, I feel like...
I'm going to get myself stricken from this jury, even though I'm not on jury duty anytime soon. Mm. I would come back with a ruling way more than 1.75. They
100%.
Prove it.
100%.
Not even close.
No doubt about it. All right, coming up next, the women's NCAA Selection Sunday happened as well, and it's shaping up pretty well for the old city of Portland to have some stars in women's college basketball coming into town. We'll dive into that and more here coming up on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Bring it all down.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
The NCAA women's bracket was finalized yesterday on Selection Sunday, and Portland has the opportunity to host some of the biggest and brightest stars in women's college basketball in the country. Portland will play host to the Sweet 16 in the Elite Eight, and as the brackets are currently shaping out, your one seeds in the Portland divisions, in Portland 3 and Portland 4, are USC, that's Juju Watkins, the freshman of the year, and Texas. You have opportunities there to get some of the best players in the country in the building if things go according to plan.
Well, other than that, you got UConn that could have the potential of coming to Portland. Stanford and Cam Brink in her final basketball games as a collegiate.
The very likely number two pick in this year's WNBA draft behind Caitlin Clark.
She is going to be, because she declared for the draft and WNBA draft, they're the two seed out in the. I don't like the way they do it because they just call it Portland 3, Regional 4.
Yeah, in Portland 4.
But they're in Regional 4, and they are the two seed out here. And then I don't know if, like, women's basketball, it's not for everybody. I get it.
Yep.
I get it. The popularity of that game
is skyrocketing,
is meteoric rise. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it
just
continue
take a look at the TV notes.
To grow and grow and grow. The fact that the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 are coming to Portland it also is like that training ground for if you're a men's tournament fan, the fact that they have not hosted a regional final here in Portland, the success of the women's tournament, it could lead to the men's side coming
and
here
remember,
eventually as well.
2030, the women's final four.
Yeah.
Here in Portland.
That's badass, too. And when you look at the fact that they went from Sabrina Ionescu to Caitlin Clark, and then Juju Watkins appears to be the next in line to be the next big star, I think it's great that Portland, we not only have the regional finals for two sides of the bracket, but you also are getting UConn coming here with Paige Beckers, Gino Auriemma, one of the
bluest
greatest,
of blue bloods that there is.
Yeah, one of the greatest women's college basketball programs. And then you have Tara Vanderveer in Stanford, too. Now, just Cam Brink aside.
The winningest coach in college basketball.
Cam Brink, who is Southridge and Mountainside High School's star and then down playing at Stanford, gets to wrap up her part of her career. They want to go to the Final Four.
Yeah, back home.
But back home, too. It's really cool that we get those storylines. The thing that sucks, though, is that we thought that Oregon State might be in line to be in the Portland region. As it turned out, they get the 3 seed, and they're going to be having to go to Albany. And the Corvallis region is going to be a fun one. They open up with the Eastern Washington. And the fact that Eastern Washington is coming down as a big sky champ, I love that. Because we talked about how University of Portland, the surprise that they made in their run of the WCC tournament, by knocking off Gonzaga, they got rewarded with the 13 seed, and they have to go to Manhattan, Kansas. It's not quite the South. I was hoping that we might get, you know, Swag does the South, but Swag does Manhattan, Kansas is a good runner-up.
A Manhattan in Manhattan?
Oh, he will have more than one Manhattan's in Manhattan. But they get Kansas State in their regional. Oregon State, if they beat Eastern Washington, which we kind of all believe they will, they get the winner of the Trev Alberts Bowl.
A&M versus Nebraska?
Yeah. Which you got the men's and the women's side, A&M
both.
Versus Nebraska.
That's hilarious.
And if you are telling me that...
Oh, they made that happen.
The selection committee did not think about that. Like, 100%. Trev Alberts leaves Nebraska, goes to Texas A&M, and both the men and women play each other in the opening round of the tournament? Yeah.
The selection committee has a lot of ADs on it.
Let's go.
They made this happen.
And that's fantastic. Yes. But there's going to be good basketball played in the state of Oregon, whether it's a Corvallis regional with the Oregon State women playing Nebraska or Texas A&M in the round of 32, or the regional finals that will be here, Sweet 16 and Elite 8 of the women's side in Portland. I'm excited for it, man. It's good basketball, and it's good to have a good like something to look forward to on our sports calendar here locally.
Because
we don't get big events. And if they show out for the women's, and by all accounts, ticket sales immediately through the roof.
Bonkers. Aftermarket tickets are awesome. I heard stories from folks that aftermarket tickets are upwards of $1,000.
We had the bracketology was telling us that we would be getting Iowa, we would be getting
USC made the push to get a number one seed, and that threw kind of things for a bit of a loop. Yeah, because it was shaking out that USC would likely get the 2 seed in the bracket, and Iowa would get the 1 seed in this bracket.
In those regions, as they were shaking out, like at one point when we looked at it, you had Iowa, Oregon State, Stanford, and UConn all here.
If you go by
that'd have been cool.
If you go chalk, which the women's game tends to go a little bit more chalk because the dispersal of talent is not quite as universal yet. You in the Sweet 16 could be looking at Stanford, Tennessee.
Let's go.
Two of the best programs ever in women's college basketball here in Portland. Then you could be looking at Texas, Gonzaga, USC, Virginia Tech, which not quite the same level of matchup.
I'm indifferent.
But then you could be looking at UConn, Ohio State.
I'm here for it.
I mean, you've got 4 or 5 of the best programs in the country historically.
Yeah. March 29th through April 1st, we got the Sweet 16 Elite Eights for the women's tournament.
That's
pretty cool.
That's pretty damn cool.
It's awesome.
So if you want to check that out, there are tickets are still available through all your various means and methods. If you're even thinking about it, go. You don't get this opportunity to see these kind of players that often. And I know people are like, oh, it's women's basketball. It's not my thing. It's totally fine. Whatever. I'm just telling you the level of talent that you will see here. Again, my bias withstanding, if you get a chance to go see Juju play basketball, she is going to take over women's college basketball like Caitlin Clark has. She is an absolute dynamic player. And if you're a basketball fan in general, you're going to want to go see him. So, all right, coming up next, back to the men's side of the bracket, the Oregon Ducks are going dancing after an insane run through the Pac-12 tournament that, look, Dana Altman's done some things before. Nobody saw this one coming. We'll dive into that and the implications of all of the bracket busting. Come up here next year on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.